to say this is it. What is Islam? Al-Islam huwa taslim. For all of us, what we have to learn in this month of Ramadan is to become a real servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without servanthood, we cannot gain nothing but slavery. If you want to be free, we need to be servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in tashahud we recite, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu. First is abdiya, servanthood. Without servanthood, we cannot reach to higher positions. All the Imam Asameen, all the prophets, it is because of the servanthood towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they gain nubuwa, they gain risala, they gain imama. Likewise, if we want to become something, we should be servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, surrender to the will of Allah. So today, every day, we have to ask question, I am a surrender to will of Allah, or I am surrender to my own wishes. اتخذوا إلهه هوا. Some of the people, they made their own desire, their own God, as Quran says. وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Although they have knowledge, their knowledge becomes thick curtain to reach to themselves. So first thing is to surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Islam huwa taslim. At-taslim huwa al-yaqeen. When you can do surrender, if you are certain. Without certainty, you cannot surrender. That means with knowledge, one has to surrender. Al-yaqeen, then huwa tasdeeq. Certainty also with the condition, we need to have knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if we have seen him. As Mawla Amir al-Mu'minin said it to Za'ala bin Yamani, he asked, oh Mawla, did you see him? Mawla said, if I don't see him, how can I worship? He was confused. That means you have seen him. Yes. So not with these eyes. The eyes of my heart, eyes of my own self, I know him as if. That's why a Muazzin says, Ashhadu al La ilaha. What is the meaning of Ashhadu? I bear witness. That means I witness. If I witness, I should not move. That's why we see in the history of Bilal, they put him on a hot sand, the big stone on his chest. They were wiping and whipping him, and he was saying Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. They were whipping him not to say Ahad. He has seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can he say no? There is no God. So the one who witness, he cannot move. That's why those who are in the level of certainty, they cannot move from their one point. That's how we see the history of not only Masumin alayhi salatu wasalam, scholars, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, when we see him, he is so firm in his belief because he has seen the virtues, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he said, this is the only path we have, we don't have anything else. Salawat padi Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil. Then we go further, then he says, at-tasdeeq, after tasdeeq, what happens? Huwa al-iqrar. Once you reach to certainty, and once you reach to certainty, you reach to see him. Once you see him, immediately say, La ilaha illallah, iqrar, with your words. Once you do iqrar, wordings is not going to work out. We have to go into action. Al-iqrar huwa al-ada. We have to fulfill the obligation which has been given by him. And once we fulfill the obligation, then we reach to what? Al-ada huwa al-amal. So six stages Imam Ali takes us. Islam brings us to amal. Without amal, our Islam is zero. Our any perspective which we have, any ideology which we have, without action is nothing. So it is Islam, beautiful. I will give you today some of the examples which we needed before fasting. It's a very, little bit difficult, but maybe with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you say salawat, inshallah. Allah. Li Muhammad wa ajjil faraja. For example, month of Ramadan, we think fast is, what is fast? From dawn to dusk, be away from few things. And don't do that, you are fasting. But according to Islam, it is not a fast. Maybe we are hungry, it is not a fast. In the very khutbah of our beloved Prophet before Ramadan, he delivered on the last Sha'ban before Ramadan. It is a beautiful khutbah I think you should read it. I have made it in and distributed into 25, 26 forms, and so many aspects of this khutbah. You can see it on our website, that is cig.ca, where Prophet says, قَدْ أَقْبَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ بِالْبَرْكَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ. The month which you will going to see very soon is month of Rahmah, month of Barakah, month of Maghfirah. Then Prophet says, in this month, Allah has invited you to be His guest. I was giving example. If White House invites us, mashallah, we become so proud and we take pictures, and that picture stays in our living room forever, because I was with Mr. Obama because he invited me. It's very beautiful. But can you be think how far we have to go, how much deep we have to go? Allah says, you are my guest. And how much we should be proud of. Not only you are good. جُعِلْتُمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكَرَامَةِ. You become one of the people, those who have been honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further on, Prophet says, it is on to you. Two things I'm describing. I hope all of us, we do this. He says, if you are fasting with your hunger and thirst, remember the hunger and thirst of the Day of Judgment. Then he says, if you are fasting, you be good towards your elders. وَوَقَرُوا كِبَارَكُمْ وَرْحَمُوا صِغَارَكُمْ. When it comes to elders, respect them. This is where I am today. When we think of a spiritual aspect of fast, and this khutbah of the Prophet, many ahadiths which describes what is fast, the philosophy of fast, which tells us fast is not only to be away from few things. Some of the obligations indirectly has obliged Islam unto us. One of which is to respecting the parents. Silatul Rahim, which is being good towards the family, is one of the condition of fast. If a person is fasting entire month of Ramadan, he is not good towards parents, that fast is nothing, has not affected him. If a person is fasting entire Ramadan, not respecting his own half or spouse, is not doing his job. So it is our duty to understand this. That's why we have hadith. All of us, we love two things. We love long life, we love lavish life. All of us, we want good job, we want good home. If these two, three things, hadith says, you get only by doing silatul rahim. If you do silatul rahim, your life will be extended and sustenance will be increased. When we see there is no connotation, there is no any connection between this and that, but Islam says the rituals of Islam, it is not only rituals, it has practical aspects. That practical aspect of fasting is not only fast in the month of Ramadan, take care of the parents. Someone can say, Maulana, Alhamdulillah, I put for my mother, there is one nurse is coming there and helping her and she takes care of us. Islam says, no. As mother wants you and your touch, like you wanted mother's touch while you were baby. So it is not only helping her by any other means. You have to be very close. To extend, we have had the ahadith. If you don't do silatul rahim, your life span may be cut off into 30 years. We have this hadith is very strange hadith. If anyone has 3 years left out, and after 3 years he will going to die. And hadith says, if he increases silatul rahim, Allah will increase his life, expand his life 3 to 30 years. If anyone who makes cut off his relationship with his relatives, it's his family, if he has 30 years life, and Allah will going to take out, from 30 to take out 0, it becomes 3. So there is, that means it is not only having good dieting, but also these also counts according to Islam. That's why in the fast, in the month of Ramadan, we have to be very careful. In this world, this Western world, it is not that my parents are elder, now I cannot take care of, go put him in an elderly home. No, it's not going to work out. If you are a believer, give him comfort as you have been given comfort by your parents. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wale Muhammad par. By qat or raham, by cutting off with relationship with your families, hadith we have, it could be possible nagahani amwat, accidental death may be increased. In my life, I am a little bit curious about things whenever it happens. I don't want to describe per person, I describe the story. Young boy, he died. Accident also, it's not a big accident, it's a minor accident. I don't want to say where it was. That family was very close to me. And he was under 30 years old, just married, he had only one child. And I was devastated about this, why it has happened. But after reading this, the hadith, I started searching the meanings and also reality of this hadith. When I became closer to his father told me, for 2 years, this my son has not communicated with me. I am not telling this is the only reason, but I am saying hadith says if you do qat al raham, if you cut off your relationship with your parents, with your family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to cut off your life. And likewise, if you increase your relationship with your parents, with your family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to increase your life, expand your life. And this is not only a story. My point is religion, when we talk about religion, religion intertwines all of this. It is not only prayer. No, prayer has conditions. Without conditions, prayers are not going to be accepted. One of the conditions is, in this month of Ramadan, we should have good communication, good relationship with our family. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wale Muhammad. I am very well aware of the fact we have the Julus, we have Matam. I say one story and I'll let you go free. And this is a beautiful story also. Hazrat Musa Kalimullah. Kalimullah, I usually say zero dial. And he used to have direct communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kalimullah, that is the meaning. One day he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, by the way, on Friday in my Jummah khutbah, I said about Imam Khomeini, may Allah exalt his soul to the level of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. One of our brothers, he said, Maulana, what you are talking about? Imam Khomeini, you want to reach him to Imam? Yes. We all of us, wa Allah, humko Ahlul Bayt ke saath mahshoor kar. Yes, we all of us, we do this dua. That's why in the morning prayer, there is one dua, Allahumma ahyani Hayat Ali ibn Abi Talib wa amitni mamata Ali ibn Abi Talib. Oh Allah, let me live life of Imam Ali and let me die life of Imam Ali. What it means? Look at here. Hazrat Musa asked, oh Allah, I want to see a person who is going to be in heaven with me. First of all, this dua is for me, is a strange dua. A prophet like Hazrat Musa, who is Ulul Azm, one of the five big prophets, and he is asking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to meet a person who is going to be in heaven with him. How could possible? One is Ulul Azm, another is not Ulul Azm. It's a general person, general human being. That shows the adalat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If anyone says, I am not that prophet, I cannot reach, it is not the case. You can reach to the level of the prophet in heavens, provided you have to struggle and gain the virtues of the prophets and the masumin alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's how this story, Hazrat Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that butcher, that qassab is the one who is going to be with you. That shows profession we should never be. We have to be very careful. Don't ever look down to any profession. We don't know what wilaya he has. So I have to be very, very careful. When we talk, we have to be very, very understanding this. That butcher, he, Hazrat Musa said, okay, this butcher is going to be with me. One day, Hazrat Musa is standing in front of that his store, and he sees his behavior. He smiles, he talks good, everything. He says, these are not the virtues which is going to bring him with me in heaven. There is something else also should be there. After closing the door of the shop, Hazrat Musa said, can I come with you? He said, yes, Bismillah. Following, he entered at home. The butcher said, Qassab said, oh, Prophet of Allah, give me a few moments. I will be with you. Sit here. So call it, this is a family room here. Sit here. He goes inside. Inside, there is a weak sound, voice of a woman. Hazrat Musa could hear some wordings of a woman who is very, very old woman. And she was saying something. Hazrat Musa could not figure it out what she is saying. After a while, butcher came. Hazrat Musa asked, what was it? He said, oh, Prophet of Allah, I don't have much money. I don't have much wealth. I have one mother. She is an old lady. She has no eyes. When I come from my shop, first I clean her and give her a bath. Then I feed her. Hazrat Musa asked, I know, that's a very beautiful job. But what was the thing which your mother was telling you? All of the thing which I do this, she says, oh Allah, please take my son to the level of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. I ask all of you, I know we all of you, majority of us, we have American passport, man. We are happy about it. I'm also very proud. I have Canadian passport. There are so many good here. Take good from them. There are much more virtues of Islam. Learn that. Don't ever give it away for your own convenience. That is the message of Islam. The essence of Islam is, when we talk about virtues and rituals, Islam attach with rituals some of the obligations. None of the religion attach such as Islam attaches. For example, for wudu, we have 13 conditions. One of the condition is, water should be still water. Water should not be mudab, mixed water. You cannot do with Coca-Cola or Pepsi. But water should be mubah. What is the mean? Mubah means? It should be yours. How much water we should use? Oh, we are in Mumin Center, open the tap and do it. No, you cannot do that. You cannot waste water. For wudu, 3/4 of a liter only. Islam has given that much, not to waste. And for that also, Islam says it should be mubah. When I think of, I am going to Musalla for prayer. I want to offer the prayer. What is the difference between this and that? There is no connection between this and that. Islam says, no, there is a connection. By the time you are on Musalla, you should be a human being. You should be insan. First is respecting the property of others. That is maybe water. Maybe less water, but it's not yours. You have to have permission. And also you should not waste the water, which is very important for us. وَجَعَلْنَا مَاءَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. It is because of water, everything is alive. Now the scientists, they are looking at the other planet, nothing else but water. If there is water, there is a life. So Islam attaches rituals and also attaches responsibility of actions. Salawat Padhiye Muhammad Ali. Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajam. That's how we see Imam Masumin alayhi salatu wasalam. When we read the history of Imam Sajjad, for example, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Zainul Abidin, Sayyidul Sajidin. Whenever he used to see bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he used to do sajda. He did so much, he became Sayyados Sajati. But when we read the history, while they were giving ghusl to him, Imam Muhammad Bakar, Allahu Akbar, two people, while they were giving ghusl, they started crying louder. One is Imam Ali, another is Imam Muhammad Bakar. Imam Ali, while he was giving ghusl to Bibi Fatima Az-Zahra, salawatullahi salamu alayha, madwa alima, he had sayha, loud voice of cry. Salman says, I was so astonished to hear the voice of Mawla Amir al-Mu'mineen. When he came out, Salman asked, "Oh Mawla, if anyone would ask me, who is the most patient person, sabir, on earth, I would say, you are the one. How come today you were?" He said, "Oh Salman, while I was washing the body of Fatima Zahra, I saw two of her bones are broken. Maine dekha do pasliyan tooti hui. Fateh Khaybar hai, lekin insaan hai, aur insaan ki wo tadap maujood hai, aur uski aankhon se aansu nikal rahe hain aur cheekh raha hai, pukar raha hai, parwardigar kaun hai ye? Ali ibn Abi Talib." Number 2, Imam Muhammad Bakar was washing the body of his father. Imam Sajjad started crying louder. Cheekh maar ke roya. Bahar jo log baithe hue the, wo log, they were, "What happened? What's happening?" When he came out of that room, someone asked, "Why you were crying loud?" Imam ne kaha, "Logon ne sirf gatthe dekhe the. Sirf peshani ke gatthe dekhe the. They have seen on the sign of sajda. They never saw the sign on his back." Maula ke pusht ke gatthe nahi dekhe the. Kisi ne poocha, "Why? What has happened?" Kar raaton ko, what was his duty of Imam Sajjad? He used to took the loads of bread for the people, those who are hungry. We only cry, we talk about Imam Sajjad was all the time crying. No! He was the one who used to feed the poor. In front of each and every poor, he used to put the bread and he used to say, "Here is your rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And that's how the Imam Masumin alayhi salatu wasalam, when we see Imam Ali himself, what kind of person he is. One day Imam Ali was passing by, a woman was saying, "Oh Allah, mere aur Ali ke darmiyan insaf kar." Allahu Akbar. "Oh Allah, justice between me and Ali." Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam said, "What has happened?" Look at how he used to live the life. Nobody could have recognized what kind of life he is leading. And he is being a khalif of the time, imam of the time, ruler of the time. Simplest life. He asked, "What has happened?" "So my husband died in the battle of Siffin. I have two orphans." Imam Ali says, "Let's go." At home, Imam Ali said, "Let's distribute the work. You do something, I do something. I do one thing, I prepare the fire for the bread, the tanur. And you start preparing the bread." At that time, the fire was higher and Imam Ali was putting the bread in the tanur and saying, "Oh fire, catch Ali." Allahu Akbar. And he says, why he's saying? It's a responsibility of a leader. He should not neglect the orphans. Did neglect Imam? Imam neglected the responsibility? He wanted to give example for all the leaders to come. तो चलिए आज सलाम करें उस एक गरीब पर जो आज बिस्तर पे लेटा हुआ है. तारीख कहती है कि जब दर्द तकलीफ बढ़ गई तो इमाम को उस मुकाम पर लेटाने का इमाम ने हुक्म दिया जहां इमाम इबादत किया करते थे. हदीस में है कि वी हैव रिवायत अहदीस सेज व्हेन यू गो टू मस्जिद डोंट एवर हैव वन ओनली वन प्लेस वेयर यू सिट. ऑलवेज चेंज द प्लेस, मगर घर में एक जगह मुकर्रर करो जहां नमाज पढ़ा करो। इससे क्या फायदा होगा कि जब सकरात का वक्त आए, अगर मौत मरने में तकलीफ हो रही हो, जहां पर नमाज पढ़ रहा हो वहां लिटा दो, तकलीफ में आसानी होगी। इतना असर है पॉजिटिव एनर्जी का वहां पर, इतनी तकलीफ आसान हो सकती है। मौला अली को लिटाया गया, सामने जब इमाम हुसैन आए, इमाम ने बेअख्तियार आंखों से आंसू निकले और इमाम ने फरमाया कि हुसैन मुझे मालूम है तुम रो रहे हो, बेटा सब्र करो, मेरे बाद बहुत ज्यादा तुम्हें तकलीफों से गुजरना होगा और तुम्हारे लिए बहुत बड़ी खटी मनाजिल को गुजारना होगा। एक मरतबा इस थोड़ी ही देर बाद जनाब जैनब जब तशरीफ लाई हैं, तो जब जनाब जैनब आई हैं तो मालूम है कि औरत है, एक मरतबा बे अख्तियार जनाब जैनब रोने लगी, तो इमाम मौला कायनात ने कहा जैनब तुम घबराओ नहीं, मगर याद रख लो मेरे बाद तुम्हें बहुत मुसीबतें सहनी होंगी, जहां पर जिस मुकाम पर इस कूफा ही में तुम्हें जिस मुकाम पर तुम्हें लाया गया है, तुम एक शहजादी की तरह जिंदगी बसर कर रही होगी, लेकिन यही कूफा होगा जहां पर तुम पर पत्थरबाजी होगी, तुम्हारा इस्तकबाल उस तरह से नहीं होगा जिस तरह से तुम्हारा इस्तकबाल होना चाहिए। इमाम वसीयत करते करते एक मर्तबा कहते हैं कि देख रहा हूं मैं यहां पर आदम आए हुए हैं, नूह आए हुए हैं, इब्राहिम हैं, अंबिया यहां पर हैं, मलाइका यहां पर हैं, सब ये कह रहे हैं या अली तुम्हारे हम मुश्ताक हैं, आओ हमारे पास या अली। अली एक मर्तबा तैयारी कर रहा है, एक मर्तबा थोड़ी ही देर के बाद अली का चेहरा मुड़ा, घर में रोने की आवाज बुलंद हुई, जनाजा तैयार हुआ। जब मुझे नहीं मालूम आप कितना अच्छी तरह जानते हैं, जब कभी मैयत उठती है तो कयामत के रोने की आवाज बुलंद होती है, हर तरफ रोने की आवाज बुलंद हुई, जनाजा चला। तारीख ये कहती है कुछ चाहने वाले थे, बहुत मुख्तसर था काफिला था, रात के अंधेरे में जनाजा जा रहा था। एक मर्तबा एक मकाम पर जनाजा रुका, वहां पर इमाम हसन ने मट्टी हटाई, दिखा हुआ तो हाज़ा कब्र अली इब्न अबी तालिब, ये अली की कब्र का मकाम है। वहां से तख्ती हटाई गई, जब इमाम को दफन किया गया, सासा इब्न सौहान ने वहां के कब्र की खाक को अपने सर पर डाला, खुद रोया, दूसरों को भी रुलाया, एक जुमला कहा, ज़य्यनतल खिलाफा वमा ज़य्यनतका या अली, तूने खिलाफत को जीनत बख्शी, खिलाफत ने तुझे जीनत नहीं बख्शी, अली तेरा मकाम बहुत बुलंद है। आज की गुरबत सबसे ज्यादा अली की यह है कि आज गोशो कनार में, डालज में, मोमिन सेंटर में अली के नाम से इतने लोग जमा हुए हैं, लेकिन जब अली को दफन किया जा रहा था मजमा ज्यादा नहीं था, चंद लोग चाहने वाले थे जो दफन कर रहे थे। मैं कहूं मौला फिर भी किसी ने तो दफन किया, मगर जब आपका बेटा हुसैन सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि صاحب الزمان أحسن الله لك العزاء في جدك أمير المؤمنين ماتم حسين حسين يا علي مولا يا علي مولا
Balam procession is coming out, brother. Ya Ali Mawla. Ya Ali Mawla. Ya Ali Mawla. Ya Ali Mawla.
Ali Mawla. Aaj Kufe mein Shabir Shabar ro rahe hain. आज कूफे में शबीर शबर रो रहे हैं, आज कूफे में शबीर शबर रो रहे हैं, बाप को अपने जहरा के दिल पर रो रहे हैं, باپ کو اپنے زہرا کے دل پر رو رہے ہیں. آج کوفے میں شبیر و شبر رو رہے ہیں باپ کو اپنے زہرا کے دل پر رو رہے ہیں. آج شہزادیاں ہیں پریشان شاہ زیشان. آج شہزادیاں ہیں پریشان شاہ زیشان. اٹھ کے تسکین دو بیر داور رو رہے ہیں. اٹھ کے تسکین دو نر داور سو رہے ہیں. آج کوفے میں شبیر و شبر چھوڑ رہے ہیں. چھوڑ کر ہم کو بابا سدھارے بے سہارے. چھوڑ کر ہم کو بابا سدھارے بے سہارے. بیٹیاں فاطمہ کے یہ کہہ کر رو رہے ہیں. بیٹیاں فاطمہ کے یہ کہہ کر رو رہے ہیں. آج کوفے میں شبیر و شبر رو رہے ہیں. یتیموں کے بیووں کے والے شاہ آلے. یتیموں کے بیووں کے والے شاہ آلے. اب نہ وارث رہا کوئی سر پر رو رہے ہیں. اب نہ وارث کوئی سر پر رو رہے ہیں. آج کوفے میں شبیر و شبر رو رہے ہیں. جنازے پہ شور برپا بے قصوں کا ہے. جنازے شور برپا بے قصوں کا. باپ سے لپٹے شبیر و شبر رو رہے ہیں. باپ سے لپٹے شبیر و شبر رو رہے ہیں. آج کوفے میں شبیر و شبر رو رہے ہیں. باپ کو اپنے زہرا کے دل پر رو رہے ہیں. اڑاتے ہیں ہیں. آج کوفے شبیر و شبر رو رہے ہیں. باپ کو اپنے زہرا کے دل پر رو رہے ہیں.